Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of March 24th, 2024. This is episode 101 of the Celestial Insights podcast. I can't believe we're already at over 100. Thank you to my producer, Jen Brown, for all of her hard work. Thank you for everyone who is listening. I so appreciate you. Please continue to share the podcast with your friends, and if you have time, write a review. I am teaching a class for Kepler College that starts on April 6th about transits. It's a five-week course, and it will dive deep into everything about transits. You can go to the link in the show notes and sign up if you're interested. Now, there is a limit on the number of participants, so if you want to join, I suggest joining ASAP. This class is intended for people who already know the basics about astrology. We're going to go into depth about how to read transits, how to create a year forecast, eclipses, and retrogrades. Yeah, it's going to be, I'm so excited and honored to have this opportunity and am looking forward to it. And Kepler is just an outstanding institution with the highest quality education. It's just fantastic. And you can follow their YouTube channel to see a lot. There's a lot of free content. First up, some astrology in action. Last week's first quarter moon was, oh my God, it was so action-packed. You can go back and listen to the episode if you didn't hear it. And the big thing was we had the sun conjunct Neptune in Pisces, squaring the moon in Gemini. And then we had Mercury conjunct Chiron and then the North Node in Aries, amplifying mercurial topics and Aries energy. And then Venus and Saturn met in Pisces. Now, I record this early, but so far, like there's been stories that encompass all of the energy. So my concern was that, you know, Mercury and conjunct Chiron, using your words, Mercury for harm, but also in Aries, I really got a lot of handgun energy. And there was, I thought it would be at a school, and there was a shooting at Alabama A&M. Thankfully, only the shooter got injured, but terrifying for students there. And then on a beach, the Neptunian piece, on a beach in Jacksonville, Florida, there were like three separate shootings during St. Patrick's Day where, you know, beachgoers were running for their lives. And that's the Neptune was the beach. The Gemini is the school. And Gemini likes to do things twice. So as I'm taping this, I'm hoping there's no more big violent incidents that make news. But yeah, we saw the energy play out in that way. And so the people on the beach, Venus conjunct Saturn, Venus rules vacations, conjunct Saturn, you know, this vacation ruined, and I'm sure like really still feeling it for days after they're gone. Another story was Harry and Meghan. So Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle's names were like they had pages on the royal website and they were essentially demoted, where they had a whole section that was made really small and moved to like the back end or something like that. I don't exactly know. But that is Sun Neptune. They disappeared. Neptune dissolves and the sun rules things like celebrities and square moon in Gemini. It's, you know, this writing on this web page. Also, Kate Middleton was seen for the first time in public out with Prince William. They went to some shop or something. I don't know all the details about it. But anyway, this is also the Gemini. Both brothers made news on the same day. Also, you know, Kate Middleton appearing is that Sun Neptune. So she stepped out of Neptune and we saw her physically, the sun. Yeah. And Megan also started some new lifestyle brand or something like that. It was announced on this day where, you know, she's working on her image. Donald Trump also made news in that he cannot raise the funds in order to secure the bond that is needed for the judgment from his trial for about his financial fraud. And so that's in line with Sun Neptune. He's a leader figure. Neptune, like Neptune is like dissolve, failures. He cannot access the funds. He is actually a Gemini. And Venus Saturn, he's in a financial Venus Saturn pinch because he can't raise this money and his deadline is the lunar eclipse. And on the day of the eclipse, his Neptune is at 5 degrees of Libra and the eclipse is at 5 Libra and his Neptune is in his second house. So the sun will be shining in his eighth house of debts and the moon is in his second house of personal finances. And Neptune, he does not have the money in order to pay the bond so that he can appeal. And so the state of New York will be able to start taking his assets if they so choose. Also, it was announced this week that he is suing George Stephanopoulos, who is a TV host. And he had Nancy Mace, who's a congressperson from, I believe, South Carolina, South or North, one of the Carolinas, I'm pretty sure. And it was talking about his sexual assault case. And George Stephanopoulos used the word rape that said he was found guilty of rape, where I believe he was found guilty of or found he was the judgment was about sexual abuse. So it's a technicality about how what George Stephanopoulos said. But Donald Trump is suing him for what he says, you know, for damages in terms of Venus conjunct Saturn, saying what he said is damaging Venus. His reputation, Saturn, Venus conjunct Saturn can be reputational damage. So the Gemini had two stories related to that energy. The theme of this week is look up. And there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. Venus, the planet of love, beauty, harmony, relationships. Venus connects. Venus sweetens life. The goddess of love beautifies, values, now also compares and indulges. So notice stories around relationships, beauty, self-worth, fashion, art. There's going to be a lot of Venusian stories in the news, as well as you'll come across them in your own life this week. She is exalted in the sign of Pisces, where she has a special seat at the table, where she can express her energy with ease, and people kind of lift her up a little bit with this. Now, Venus rules like things like princesses. It's dreamy and romantic energy, and on Sunday, she will sextile Jupiter at 15 degrees of Taurus. So Venus in Pisces at 15, sextile Jupiter and Taurus at 15 degrees. Sextiles are aspects of opportunity, and Jupiter is the greater benefic. Venus is the lesser benefic. So they both like to bring us nice things. Yeah. And on Thursday, Venus will sextile Uranus and Taurus at 20 degrees. So Venus is just doing her thing. Now, they're both, these signs, Pisces and Taurus, are both yin signs. So you can make your own magic with this energy. I suggest buying a lotto ticket. You've got to be in it to win it. If you are like out and about and you're single, look up. Make eye contact. Smile at a stranger. This could be a great time to meet someone that, yeah, I like it. Although it's so close to the eclipse that it's a little chaotic, but just practice your flirting skills. Even if you don't meet the person of your dreams, you may make a connection that's a little exciting because Uranus is exciting, but Uranus also rules freedom. Now, something to be aware of is that Venus is separating from Saturn. So she still has kind of this Saturnian energy. So if you are feeling like your relationship has been too much of a burden or too much work, and you start fantasizing about, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a little affair or something like that, because you feel the responsibilities are heavy, I really suggest that you triple think your decision, because with Mercury retrograde in Aries coming April 1st, there could be like somebody's going to get caught with text messages or some kind of electronic thing. People are going to be caught in betrayal around their relationships. Yeah, and it's going to be not real pretty between now and the solar eclipse, likely. So I would suggest you think carefully before doing anything that you don't want discovered, especially under the light of a full moon lunar eclipse. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code Celeste10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3pw3nfm. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that Jupiter is on a world point of 15 degrees of Taurus for most of the week. The world points are 0 and 22 and a half degrees of cardinal signs, 15 degrees of fixed signs, and 7.5 degrees of mutable signs. And so when planets are activate these points, there's stories in the news of the nature of the planet and the sign. And in Taurus, it's a sign of resources. So we'll see some things, maybe billionaires make news, more of these wonderful large gifts that have been happening. Like several women have been giving away immense sums of wealth who are, you know, very wealthy for different things. Like Mackenzie Scott was the latest one. She's Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. That's been great. The generosity, that's part of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is active and getting tighter and tighter as we move towards April 20th. Now, Jupiter also rules royalty, and Taurus rules things like the neck and the voice and fashion. Fashion and beauty we can also think about with Taurus. Judges and religious leaders are figures as well as like college professors. So there may be some people of a Jupiterian nature that make news, because this Venus-Jupiter sextile at 15 degrees of each of their signs, they're both kingkunks the south node. So they're forming a yod in the sky, the south node in Libra at 15 degrees of Libra. So there's kind of like this you've been pointed at energy. Now the south node can send things down the drain. Notice if you see a beautiful woman trip or fall, like the south node has connotations of falling from a height. So just notice if you see on TV or in life, something like that. Probably there'll be some big celebrity divorces that are announced, or yeah, celebrities are also Jupiterian figures. Divorces, breakups, maybe even some surprise get-togethers. Yeah. Now, I think Cardi B and Tiger Woods are both going to make news this eclipse season. If you see them together or doing so, it probably has nothing to do with them together, but it would be interesting if you notice them together on a TV show or a commercial. Let me know, because that would be really interesting. That was one of my downloads when I had you know, I've just been getting these like psychic downloads and I just start writing and things come out. So I'm tracking to see which are accurate and which are not as I, you know, learn how to manage this new part of my skill set. The last thing I want to make you aware of is that there's going to be a lunar eclipse on Monday at 5 degrees of Libra. So the sun will be in Aries, the moon in Libra. Lunar eclipses are like full moons times 10. Full moons are times where things come to our conscious attention. And with eclipses, you walk through a door and turn around, there's a wall. So it's like you can't unsee what you saw or you can't go back to what was before if your chart is activated. Now, there's some really beautiful things about this full moon. Yeah, Venus is exalted and conjunct the asteroid Cupido. That's why I think love is in the air. Plus, Jupiter is conjunct Eros. So Cupid and Eros. Yeah, notice if you see that come up. The moon is parallel Neptune, the planet of illusions and delusions. So I really recommend if you meet someone fantastic, just take your time getting to know them a little bit. Fools rush in. Keep that in mind. There's this Pisces stellium. And with Mars and Saturn there, I think there might be news about a water crisis or some kind of water thing. Now, this is the U.S. is very activated because we have a Libra midheaven, the cusp of the 10th house, which represents our reputation. It's the leadership. So the moon is conjunct that. And there's things that I think there's going to be some kind of, well, there's a constant overseas crisis. But notice what you hear about overseas crisis. It may be something new that comes out of nowhere because eclipses are wild cards. A college campus conflict could be coming up. Judicial news. Yeah, the South Node is on the Saturn of the United States Sibley chart. And Saturn rules the second house of resources. So there may be some kind of news about unexpected financial hiccup that happens. Yeah, I've been worried about like some kind of cyber thing or power outage. Yeah, we'll see if any of this, I think that's more for the solar eclipse, more so than the lunar eclipse. But we'll see what happens because Libra rules things like diplomacy and peace. I'm hoping that, you know, the war in Israel is, they come to a ceasefire with Venus. This is beautiful energy for coming to agreements with Venus, sextile Jupiter, and then Uranus. Yeah, this is could be great to have like a hostage exchange, aid go in, ending the fighting. Let's all hope that's what happens. As well as Haiti is one of the biggest stories of this eclipse season. It is just absolute pandemonium there, and hopefully there will be some order restored in that country. Saturn and Pisces. Saturn is not strong in Pisces, and Saturn rules order and hierarchies and limits and boundaries. And with and it being weak in Pisces, it's just there's just this total lack of authority and structure in some places, which is pretty concerning. So the sun will be at 5 Aries. The tarot correspondence is the 2 of Wands. And that is a card of future planning, looking outward. Can you think about how you can be audacious? The astrology correspondence to the card is Mars in Aries. Mars is at home in Aries, where it can do its things well. Mars strives, Mars achieves, Mars is energized. The Sabian symbol is a square brightly lighted on one side. And this gives themes boundaries. The moon at 5 Libra, the tarot correspondence is the 2 of Swords, and that's like someone blindfolded. So there's choices where you don't have all the information. There may be some indecision. The astrology correspondence to the card is Jupiter in Libra, and the Sabian symbol is a man watches his ideals taking a concrete form before his inner vision. And so the two together, I'm getting something about like Times Square. Maybe it's Times Square Station where there's some kind of problem with the National Guard and protesters or something like that. This can also be, brings me to me, themes of feeling trapped in a relationship. There's something about this eclipse where there's a strong urge for freedom a lot of people will be feeling. Walls and fences. So I think there may be stuff at the southern border of the United States where there's something that gets a lot of attention. But on your personal, in your personal life, can you have the courage to put your plans into action? How can you vision it? You've got to vision it to make it happen. Yeah. Can you have the courage with that Two of Wands to, in the Mars and Aries energy of that card, like take some action, even though you don't know exactly all the steps you need to take. Aries has the audacity to go forward without an exact destination. Now, the United States is going to have a big story because the United States is having a progressed new moon at 19 Pisces on that same day or right around the same time as the lunar eclipse. So the country's being eclipsed. Yeah, we'll see what happens. The moon phase family of this cycle began on September 25th, 2022, when the sun and the moon were both at 2 degrees of Libra. We had a new moon seeding something in your chart. The first quarter moon, when the sun was in Cancer and the moon was in Libra, they're both at 4 degrees, was on June 26, 2023. Now we're at the full moon of this phase, which is an eclipse. So like big energy. So go back and look at those dates. See if there is a story that has another pivot point. The last quarter moon with the sun in Capricorn and the moon in Libra will be at 1 degree on December 22nd of this year. You can use these lunar gestational families in order to like set goals, track progress, and just see the rhythm of things in your life. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is hello. The moon will enter the sign of Libra at 1:37 a.m. Pacific time. Libra energy is elegant and cooperative, persuasive, sociable, peace-loving, artistic, or some words you can think about with Libra, diplomatic, graceful, good at flattery. Libra tagline is you get more bees with honey than vinegar. If you are out and about and you're single and you see someone attractive, smile, say hello, give it a whirl. There's beautiful energy for connection because Venus in Pisces is sextile Jupiter in Taurus, where you can make your own magic. Now, you can use this by just maybe having the extra cookie or treating yourself to something special, but I would recommend you not buy something impulsively, especially if you know you can't afford it. Put your credit card away. On Monday, the word of the day is heart pounding. This is the day of the lunar eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra at 12 a.m. Pacific time. There's a lot of sexual tension with this, and that's the heart pounding. I'm hoping somebody's heart is pounding because they're so nervous to ask someone out on a date or something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm getting because Venus is semi-square Pluto, which can be like sexual tension. and like really incredible attraction, and the sun is semi-square Uranus, so that's pretty exciting as well. Yeah, there's this exciting like little this exciting tense energy that I hope a lot of people have really positive things come of it. Now, the moon will conjunct the south node at 9:07 p.m. Pacific time. So be careful about falling on this day. You know, yeah, check your shoelaces is what I'm getting with this. Yeah, there's also lights out energy with like once when the moon hit the south node in the sky, like literally was the day my iPad died. The south node is a cosmic drain that just kind of sweeps things away. Now, a positive way to use south node energy is to be generous or charitable. Yeah, and it's making this yod. So you've been pointed at. I also get the image of someone meeting someone, yeah, that they're finishing up karma with. Yeah, I love it. On Tuesday, the word of the day is shout. Now, the moon is opposite Chiron and Mercury on this day, so avoid stupid fights. Like when something hit the south node, someone may have seen a text or something and then the fight begins. Yeah. But hopefully you can avoid stupid fights. Like if someone is doing stuff in traffic, I really recommend you not react, honk at them, give them the finger or anything like that. Because I'm seeing people shouting at each other on the street. It's really not worth it, especially in eclipse season, a time of great beginnings and endings. Yeah. On Wednesday, the word of the day is liabilities. The moon will enter the sign of Scorpio at 2:02 a.m. Pacific time. I think this might be a day of financial news. We might read about someone going bankrupt. Now, it could also be some big merger, but I'm just getting a lot of debt energy, like debt weighing something down. Scorpio is a deep, intense water sign. Now, it's going to be very, very sexy. Like, there is really nice, sexy energy. This could be the best week of some people's lives. I think there's really nice stuff going on. Now, my Uranus is being eclipsed, so, I hope I'm not the one who's tripping and falling. Yeah. Anyway, I will be extra careful over the week when I'm walking my dog, Debo. On Thursday, the word of the day is electrifying. This is the day Venus in Pisces is sextile Uranus in Taurus. This is jackpot energy. Ooh, like notice if you see people just breaking into song randomly. This is what I can see with this energy and like love songs. I have a Love Jones energy. I've got Grease Lightning came to my mind, that song, Grease Lightning. Think about the first time you saw the movie Grease. It was such an exciting movie where, you know, with all the singing and the dancing and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, this is what I'm getting for Thursday. On Friday, the word of the day is flooded. There will be a disseminating moon at 24 degrees of Scorpio at 1:33 a.m. Pacific time. I think the flood is going to be secret spilled. Now, Libra rules gossip is one of a Libra topic. So there's going to be spilling the tea is what I wrote down. So we'll see if there's something that news that breaks about a tea party. Royalty, something like that. That 24 degrees of Scorpio has something to do with the royal family in England. Yeah, there also could be water events. Scorpio is a water sign. But use this. This is a sexy, sexy, sexy date night. I like the energy. The moon will enter Sagittarius at 12:51 p.m. Pacific time. Sagittarius is mutable fire energy. It's feisty. Now it can be attackless, foot in the mouth, like energy with Sagittarius. Like you say something and it's probably the truth, but it comes off like in not in a great way to other people is a possibility with this. There's also, I get like people driving fast with Aries season, the moon in Sagittarius. Yeah. So slow down, be aware of your what's surrounding you, your circumstances. Be safe. Listen to your spidey senses. On Saturday, the word of the day is detours. We're creeping up towards Mercury retrograde, and there's probably going to be a lot of twists and turns and delays and things. Mercury is barely moving in the sky. It's going to station to go retrograde on April 1st. Yeah. And on this day, the moon is squaring Saturn. I think there are going to be travel problems, traffic hiccups, delays. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, protests are going to hit a fever pitch this week around the war in Israel. So hopefully there'll be some kind of resolution or ceasefire. But if not, I think people are going to be taking action to make statements about this human, it's just a humanitarian crisis that's of epic proportions. But all in all, I think this could be like just a wonderful, beautiful week for some people. We'll see the United States, how big the event is at the lunar eclipse. So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com or DM me on Instagram. I love when people share news stories with me that are related to the energy, or let me know about what's happening in your own life. I love the astrology and action stories. Take care, and I will catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.